Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here this beautiful Friday morning. I'm John Chen. I'm the Dean of the CUNY Asian American Asian Research Institute, also known as ARI, and we thank you for being here today. So just wanted to make some very brief opening remarks. Today we're here gathered to consider the implications of a historic event, the election of New York City's first Asian American, first Muslim, first South Asian mayor, and what does that mean for civic participation and electoral politics in the Asian American community? So we're here today we have a great lineup of speakers today. You'll be hearing from me later, so I'm just going to keep this brief. I just want to thank a few people. Thank you to BMCC for hosting us today, and we have the Provost, Lisa Jones, here. So thank you so much for allowing us to use this beautiful space. I also wanted to thank our planning committee, Pia Doctor, Shamtoli Huck, Sokantari Svay, and especially the two RE staff, Grace Lee, our new research director over here, and Anthony Wong, our longtime program coordinator over in the corner over there. So thank you so much to the planning committee for putting together this wonderful program. I also wanted to thank Shishi and Lydia, who helped to check you in. So Shishi's taking pictures and Lydia's at the registration desk, so wanted to thank them for their help as well. So without further delay, I want to introduce Linta Varghese, who's an associate professor of Asian American Asian Studies in the Department of Ethnic and Race Studies at BMCC. So, all right, Linta.
So welcome. As John said, I'm Linta Varghese. I'm an associate professor of Asian and Asian American Studies here in the Department of Race and Ethnic Studies at BMCC. We are the only ethnic studies department across CUNY that includes multiple sub-disciplines, so we're very proud of that. We're also about 50 years old, I think. The department, not me. So this is the second time that the ARI Symposium has been held here, actually on this floor. Last time in 2023, the symposium took stock of Asian and Asian American studies at CUNY, the ways that we teach, develop, and practice the field, and to reflect the reality that is Asian New York City, right, one of the largest and most diverse Asian populations in the country. We took Asian very broadly in order to interrogate really, like, what does that mean, and especially how does that emerge in our teaching. So it's great to have the conference here again at BMCC, and once again to be taking stock of Asian American and Asian diasporic communities in New York City at this very unique moment of political possibilities and progressive futures. So I'm also looking forward to the lineup today. I wanted to introduce our provost, Liesl Jones, Dr. Liesl Jones, who will say a few words. And although John thanked you, and I also thanked you, I wanted to thank you again for letting us use this very nice floor. I don't know if folks have looked out on the terrace. It's a great view. And then also just for your general support of the symposium and a lot of other programming that we do here. So Provost Jones, thank you.
I just want to say, you know, heritage is a really important word, and understanding what that means to you, to our students, to community and society is really important. And I appreciate the fact that you're coming together to explore that and explore what that means for New York City with our new mayor and to explore how that integrates into what we do in our everyday lives. How do we walk through our community? How do we hold our head up? How do we identify who we are? I think those questions have really been at the forefront with the change in the political climate in this country. And I think many people have felt marginalized, felt left behind, felt exposed and not able to express who they are and what they care about and what's important to them. You know, I'm very lucky in many ways because I fall into different categories that allow me technically not to be left behind. And that's a privilege that I am very lucky to have, but not everybody has that. And so coming together so that we can all talk about how to make sure everybody has that privilege and everybody has that opportunity and that access and that ability to feel comfortable to walk through your community and be exactly who you are is so important in life. And so I'm very grateful that this opportunity is here today and that it's at one of the most diverse community colleges in the CUNY system. You know, we are an Annapese, we are an HSI, we are an MSI, and our students reflect all of that, and our faculty reflect that. And I think that's important, and this symposium is important. All of the things that you're doing, we are grateful for, and I hope that today's gives you that opportunity for a path forward and that we can continue to participate and work together. And so thank you so much for your efforts and for your time today, and I hope it's a wonderful symposium.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Shamtoli Huck. I am on the RE board, and I'm also a professor of law at CUNY School of Law. And I'm really excited to, in addition to welcoming and thanking the staff, RE staff, and the planning committee, I know that we have RE board members here, too. So I wanted to thank them as well for really making RE a special place for me as an Asian American scholar, researcher within the CUNY system. What I wanted to share is about, it's now almost two decades that I have been deeply engaged and involved in the Asian American and South Asian community. First, as a first generation Bangladeshi American growing up in New York City, my first job was working at Saki for South Asian Survivors. They changed their name. My first legal job, and my colleague is here, Sin Yen Ling, was at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. And one of the things that makes today profoundly special and meaningful for me is that over the years and over the decades, I have been able to, and many of us have observed, many first elected officials, Asian Americans in city council, in New York State, first Asian American judges. We've seen first of community-based organizations getting historic wins, changing laws. So us as a community are used to making historic moments and pushing the envelope on what is possible. So I wanted to share that because while, yes, it is historic and monumental that we now have a South Asian Muslim mayor in New York City, but make no mistake that this was a result of working class groups organizing. The first two groups that actually supported Mamdani was Desi's Rising Up and Moving. I'm old enough to know it from its founding. And CAV, way back then, for some of you remember, also organized taxi drivers and other working class communities. And so Asian Americans have always been at the forefront, even before the two decades of myself, in the United States, of breaking bounds and making historic moments. But this moment is particularly significant. And so I'm really excited for our lineup, because we're going to wrestle with questions such as, well, what is this Asian American identity, as Professor Varghese mentioned? Is it expandable to allow for multiple perspectives? What are our issues now? How are politics redistributed and reconfigured in New York City and New York State? What are our new demands? So the title of the new Asian in New York City is not to discount this vibrant, robust history that we are all a part of, but to also signal and remark on the fact that a shift is happening. And so for today, what we have assembled together, the planning committee, is a wonderful group of folks who are brilliant, who are active, to get us to think about these questions. So I encourage you to also be active in the breakout sessions, to participate. And the last thing I want you to share is that just as RE has become a home for me, to think about myself as an Asian American researcher, scholar, professor, I hope that you also see RE as a hub for your own work. And eventually, we would like to see RE to be really a container for a lot of discussions throughout New York State around Asian American activism. So thank you. And with that, I have the honor of introducing a dear friend. So this is a great thing about symposiums, where you can sort of praise your friends. So So Professor Sangay Misra is the Chair and Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations, Director of Law, Justice, and Society at Drew University. Misra specializes in immigrant political incorporation, transnationalism, and racial and ethnic politics, with a special emphasis on Asian Americans. His work engages with the political, ethnic politics, and participation of South Asian immigrants in the United States, as well as from the countries of origin, with a particular focus on immigrants from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. He's published on the experiences of Muslim American communities with law enforcement agencies. Before joining Drew, he was a Mellon Postdoctoral Fellow at Lehigh University. He received his PhD in political science from the UCLA, Los Angeles. And his book, which I wanted to mention, is They See Is Divided, The Political Lives of South Asian Americans, published by University Press in 2016 and Sage India in 2017. He's also served as the co-chair of the Asian Pacific American Caucus of the American Political Science. Focusing on Indian, Pakistani, and Bangladeshi communities, his book, They See Is Divided, analyzes features such as class, religion, nation of origin, language, caste, gender and sexuality, and mobilization, and shows how these internal characteristics can lead to multiple paths of political inclusion. So you can see why his work and his book is significant for us today. So I'd like to invite Professor Misra, who will talk to us about, give us an overview of the mayoral election.
Thank you so much, Samtoli and John, for inviting me. I'm excited to be here, and somebody who works on South Asian Americans, it's really, really exciting to be in this moment talking about Zohran Mamdani's victory. I was hoping that the mayor was going to be here, but John told me that no, he's not going to be here. He is a busy person. So I'm going to talk about a couple of things which are more political science-y, and then I'll talk about a couple of things which are more politics. These are two different things. So in terms of political science, I would say that if you work with Asian American communities, if you study Asian American communities, then you know that Asian Americans are, as far as political participation is concerned, Asian Americans are not very high in terms of voter turnout. The voter turnout of Asian Americans is very, very low, right? And so Asian Americans as a group, they are not integrated into politics the ways in which other communities are. So I'm going to take a look at the national data, which will show you a kind of a broad broad context of Asian American participation. So if you look at the voter turnout, the rate at which Asian Americans turn out, you will see that in 2016, 2020, 2024, these are presidential elections. There is a gap of around 16% in 2016. Asian Americans, 49% turnout. White voters, 65%, right? So 16% gap. When you come to 2024, the gap narrows a little bit, but the broader pattern is that Asian Americans are participating at a much lower level than other groups, including whites as well as blacks, right? And we have to think about the reasons why Asian Americans are participating at such lower levels. But we also know that they are not seen as the likely voter. Political parties, candidates are not likely to reach out to Asian Americans to vote, right? And so when you look at national data, that's the pattern. But when you come to state level or local level, it further goes down, right? And so I will show you a data from gubernatorial election in New York, and you'll see that the gap further widens, right? And so ANHPI, which is Asian American larger category, you can see that in 2014, 14.6% turnout. In 2018, 28.8% turnout. And in 2022, 22.6% turnout. If you look at all groups, you'll see that Asian Americans are lowest. Black turnout, Hispanic turnout, and of course white turnout is much higher than Asian American turnout, right? And so what it shows is that Asian American integration into local politics, particularly state politics, is even much less than what we see in national politics. How do we understand this? How do we make sense of this, right? The ways in which electoral politics is organized in state, Asian Americans are not that important, right? And so that pattern we see very, very clearly in gubernatorial elections, right? And this is a pattern that we see all across the nation, but we see this in New York State, where Asian American population is quite high. I think it's maybe third or fourth in the nation in terms of percentage, but we see their level of participation at a very, very low scale, right? And so that's the context in which we are talking about Zohran Mamdani's election, right? That's the context in which we are talking about Asian American electoral participation. But it changes a little bit when we come to city politics. City politics, New York City politics, today looks very, very different, right? So when Zohran Mamdani got elected, definitely Asian American politics looked very different. But I want to say that even before that, at local level, Asian Americans had started making interventions that were that changed the nature of Asian American political participation. So next data, the next table is interesting. It's a table that I borrowed from Asian American Federation, and they compare two primary elections, 2013 and 2021. If you look at 2013, Asian American turnout was 16.3, right? Which is the lowest turnout among all racial groups, right? It is much lower than white turnout. It's lower than black turnout. It's lower than Hispanic turnout also, right? But what we see is that in 2021 primary, it suddenly increases dramatically, right? So it increases from 16.3 to 27.1%, which is an increase of 10.8%. And you don't see that kind of increase in any other group, right? And so before we come to Zohran Mamdani's election, what I want to tell you is that there was something going on in New York City around 2020, 2021, and around that time period, which brought Asian Americans in large numbers. Couple of things I want to just put on the table in terms of my conjecture. 2020 was a moment when Asian hate was at its peak, right? And that was playing a major role in mobilizing Asian American communities, right? And so when we look at national data also, 2020 election was the point when Asian Americans participated at the highest level. At local, in local election also, we see Asian Americans participating at a much higher scale, from 16.3 to 27.1. which was a little bit higher than black turnout, which is harder to achieve because black turnout is typically very high, not as high as white turnout, right? And so what else is happening in New York City in 2021? 2021 election was the election where we elected six city council members who are of Asian American origin, right? We had the first Muslim Bangladeshi women city council member from Brooklyn. We had the first South Asian Indian American city council member from Queens, right? And we had four more, right? And so total of six, which was historic. So we moved from two Asian Americans in the previous cycle to six Asian Americans in 2021 cycle, right? And so when Asian Americans contest election at the city council level, they are bound to mobilize other Asian Americans because that is their base. And they are primarily got elected from Queens and Brooklyn. Queens is the hub of Asian American population. So is Brooklyn, right? And so what we saw in 2021 is a kind of sea change in Asian American politics where a large number of six is a large number. It's still not proportional to the population of Asian American in New York City, but it's pretty close. And coming from two to six is a big, big jump, right? And so what we are seeing in terms of Asian American participation is something that was building up, that has been building up since 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021, right? And so that is something to pay attention to. There were a couple of primary contests for city council where the contest was, Democratic contest was between two Asian American candidates, right? So you can imagine the level of Asian American mobilization that has happened in that time period. 2021 is also the time when Zohran Mamdani got elected as assembly member, right? And so it was a big moment for Asian American politics, Asian American mobilization in New York City. Now, the last piece of data that I have has been prepared by John Mollenkopf, CUNY Grad Center, and he was generous enough to share the data with me. I mean, I don't do a lot of data kind of work in political science, so I don't have access to too much data. So I just pulled together different pieces of data from different places and tried to make sense of it, right? And so the next piece of data is about what happened in 2025 mayoral election. So if you look at the right-hand side, that is the mayoral general election, and we are looking at turnout there. So let me make sure that I give you the right number. And so we'll just look at the right-hand corner bar, which shows Asian American turnout, white turnout, black turnout, and Hispanic turnout. The Asian American turnout was approximately 38%, right? It is estimation. We cannot be exact, but 38% was the turnout, which is a fairly high turnout given the history of Asian American turnout in New York State and New York City. Compare this to gubernatorial election where the turnout was 14, 16, 18%, right? So it's a fairly high turnout. Compare that to white voters, which is 54%, 16-point gap. It is higher than black turnout, which is 36.5, and it is higher than Hispanic turnout, which is 33%, right? And the other two bars are primary election and presidential election, New York data, right? And so there are different ways to interpret this data, but I would say that given the history of Asian American turnout, the mayoral election, 2025 mayoral election had a very, very high turnout among Asian Americans, 38%, and it was not only because of Zohran Mamdani. He played a major role, but I have been tracing that history, right, that what happened in 2021 was a major change in how Asian Americans are entering into electoral arena. I think from my calculation, there are seven city council members who are Asian Americans in this cycle, right? And so this, which is a huge number, right? And anytime a city council member is contesting, they are mobilizing their own community. They are mobilizing Chinese, Koreans, Bangladeshis, Sikhs, right? And so we have 2 minutes. So it's important to keep in mind, couple of things which are not so political science-y is that when you think about politics, I think one of the things that Zohran Mamdani's election makes us think about is this churning within Asian American community, right? And so what you see is the leadership of South Asian community, the leadership of Bangladeshi community, the leadership of Pakistani community, right? The turnout within Bangladeshi South Asian community was quite high. So it increased from 15% to 24%. Among Muslims, threefold increase. Among Muslims, the turnout was 15.3% to, again, 25%, threefold increase, right? And so it's a churning within Asian American community where South Asians, Muslims are taking the lead and they are becoming the face of Asian American community, right? And so as a community which studies Asian American politics and mobilization, we have to understand this churning and we have to acknowledge and study this churning much more closely. The second point that I want to make, and I will end with that, is when we think about Zohran Mamdani's election, we know that he's Muslim, he's South Asian, he's of Indian origin, he grew up in Uganda, right? So multiple identities, right? He used his identity to mobilize segments of South Asian Americans. But we also know that he has a particular kind of politics, and his politics is of democratic socialism, right? He didn't shy away from that, and he highlighted the politics, and he highlighted the idea of foregrounding the politics of progressivism. I'm being asked to stop. I'll just take a minute to wrap it up. And so I would say that what we are seeing is that a new kind of very progressive socialist-inflected politics is emerging within Asian American community. And the question that we have to think about or wrestle with is Asian American community ready for this kind of politics? Is this politics going to become the center of Asian American politics? We know that there are segments within the community that are accepting this politics, but this is an open question. This is not a question that is settled, and that's something that we have to interrogate and look into. And with that, I will stop. Thank you.